Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Today, Tomorrow, and Forever Media, using today's technology to journey through history and bring you the good news from every age. Hello, this is Carol Monaco of Today, Tomorrow, and Forever Media with another edition of Mission Improbable. Today I'm in Boston, where the Little Sisters began a new foundation on April 19th of this year. Everyone knows that Massachusetts has a long history of intolerance with regard to Catholicism. Many native-born Americans, generally Protestants, regard Catholic immigrants, especially Irish Catholics, as an ideological and racial threat, not to mention tough competition for jobs in our newly industrialized society. In August of 1834, an Ursuline convent in Boston's Charleston neighborhood was burned down by an angry Protestant mob. More recently, the rise of the nativist Know-Nothings has been frightening. The 1854 elections produced a Know-Nothing governor and a legislature almost entirely made up of these narrow-minded Know-Nothings. As unbelievable as it may seem, the Little Sisters of the Poor have not encountered any discrimination since their arrival in Boston. Summing up the sisters' experiences so far, Father Ernest said, "Nowhere else has God shown himself so much, the good God, as in here in Boston." With us today are three women who have reached out to the Little Sisters with their generous support. These ladies show us that the great and lowly have embraced our Little Sisters and their elderly residents. Our first guest is Pamelia Reggio, one of Boston's wealthiest and most prominent citizens. Mrs. Reggio, could you tell our listeners a little about yourself?
Surely. Thank you for inviting me to your show today. My name is Pamelia Josephine Miller Carney Reggio. I am the daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Andrew Carney and the wife of the late Nicholas Reggio. My husband was born in Turkey of Italian parents. He settled here in Boston, became a citizen, and founded a very successful shipping company. People say that he helped to make Boston a thriving commercial center. Nicholas was also a diplomat. He served as the Italian consul here in Boston and also represented the Papal States. My husband passed away in November of 1867, and since then I have been using the fortune he left behind to support various charitable causes.
Like the Little Sisters of the Poor?
Why, yes. When I first learned about the Little Sisters' arrival and their good work, I wanted to give the dear old people pleasure, so I sent over all the ingredients necessary for a delicious meal. Chicken, a good wine, asparagus, and oranges. I think they were quite pleased. Knowing that I can send the old people a good meal from time to time makes me happy, but what I really enjoy is spending time with them. I find myself being drawn to the home quite often. I truly love visiting with the old ladies. They are so simple and charming. Recently, I brought them all rosaries. Even the Protestant ladies were so happy to have them. We prayed the rosary together, and then the ladies enjoyed telling me about their love of our Heavenly Mother.
That's lovely. I'm sure that makes the Little Sisters very happy when you pray with the old women. Mrs. Reggio, I believe the Little Sisters have a special link with your father as well, though he left us some years ago.
Are you referring to the hospital he founded?
Yes, I heard that your father, Andrew Carney, was not only one of the wealthiest men in Boston, but one of the most charitable, and that he established the first Catholic hospital in New England.
Yes, my father, Andrew Carney, was born in Ireland and immigrated to the United States in 1816. He started off with absolutely nothing, a little bit like the Little Sisters when they arrived in America. But he had trained as a tailor. He was very skilled at his trade, and he worked incredibly hard. Eventually, he partnered with another man, and they started their own business, Carney and Sleeper Clothiers. They were the first shop in Boston to offer men ready-made suits at reasonable prices. After 20 years, my father had amassed a fortune, and he cashed out of the business. He then devoted his energies to helping found two banks, one of which became the Bank of America, as well as the John Hancock Life Insurance Company and Boston College. My father was profoundly touched by the suffering he witnessed during the Civil War, and so in 1863, he bought the Howe Mansion in Dorchester and turned it into a hospital for the sick and poor. It was on a big hill and provided lovely summer breezes and beautiful views of Boston Harbor. It was such a nice spot that many rich people wanted to spend time there too, but Dad built the hospital for the poor, not the rich. He arranged to have the Sisters of Charity run it, and he insisted that the hospital be a place where the sick, without distinction of creed, color, or nation, shall be received and cared for. This non-discrimination policy was revolutionary for a man of his time. Unfortunately, my father died the very next year, but not before giving over $75,000 to the hospital that bore his name.
Wow, that's over $1 million by 21st century standards. Did you know that in the 20th century, many Little Sisters of the Poor did their nurses training at Kearney Hospital?
That would have made my father very happy. The beautiful thing about my father was that he never forgot the little people, and he gave on a scale both personal and grand. Many a poor apple woman presiding over her little stand in the North End was approached by my father and given a half dollar for a single apple. He never accepted change from them, even though an apple cost only a penny. He'd just say, "Hush, my dear woman, don't say a word about it," as he continued walking down the street. More than once, my father walked around the city giving money away all day, and then when he got on the streetcar to go home, he didn't have any money left in his pocket, and he had to rely on someone he knew getting on the trolley to pay his fare. My father understood that hard work and talent do not always guarantee success, and that life is unfair for many people, so he was always generous to the little people.
I can see where you learned about philanthropy. Thank you for sharing so much with us, Mrs. Reggio, and thank you for your charity to the Little Sisters of the Poor and their old people. At this point, I'd like to introduce our listeners to our two other guests, Miss Elizabeth Leahy and Miss Teresa Daly. Ladies, I understand that, like Andrew Carney, you are also Irish immigrants, and you too have supported the Little Sisters of the Poor.
We are just simple maids who work for friends of Mrs. Reggio and her mother, Mrs. Carney.
Tell us more.
Recently, I helped my mistress prepare some packages to take to the Little Sisters of the Poor, and I was so inspired by their work that when I delivered the packages, I gave the good sister my shawl. It was a spur-of-the-moment thing. Seeing the sisters and their elderly, who looked so happy and so well cared for, a warm feeling welled up in my heart, and I just took off my shawl and gave it to the sister as I was leaving. She didn't want to accept it, but I insisted. I said, "Take it, sister. The cold season has passed, so I don't really need it. But the old people are always cold. They need it more than I do. Take it." Finally, she accepted it.
And Miss Leahy, you've made a big donation to the Little Sisters as well, no?
Yes, I did, but I'm a little embarrassed. You see, I have only one shawl, so I was afraid to give it away because my mistress sends me out to the market each day, and it's rather windy here in Boston. So I cut it in half and gave the Little Sisters half of it. I know it wasn't much, but I did it from the heart.
That's beautiful, Miss Leahy. It's just like what St. Marcin of Tours did when he met the poor man at the city gates. Is that what inspired you?
Well, no, not really. Who is Martin of Tours?
You never heard of St. Martin of Tours? He was a soldier in the 4th century in Gaul, that's present-day France. As a young soldier, Martin encountered a beggar at the city gates. He was naked, and it was very cold. Martin removed his cloak and cut it in half with his sword. He gave half to the beggar and dressed himself in the remnant. That night, Martin had a vision in which Christ appeared to him. The vision spoke to him. Martin, a mere catechumen, has clothed me. Martin was preparing to be baptized at the time. Martin left the military and dedicated his life to Christ and the church. So, Miss Leahy, you might not think that your donation was a big deal, but you have actually shown yourself a 19th century Martin of Tours.
Thank you. You just reminded me of something the little sister said to me when I gave her half of my shawl. Never forget that the poor are our Lord, she said. It is Jesus whom you care for in them. I didn't really understand what she said at the time, but now I think I understand.
I'm sure you do. Ladies, talking to the three of you today made me think of something our 21st century Pope Francis wrote. He talks about saints next door. He means the holy people who live right in our midst, like the three of you, the neighbors who reflect God's presence to us. Let us be spurred on by the signs of holiness that the Lord shows us through the humblest members of the people which shares in Christ's prophetic office, spreading abroad a living witness to him, especially by means of a life of faith and charity. You ladies, all three of you, reflect God's presence right here in Boston by your works of charity. We are all called to be holy by living our lives with love and by bearing witness in everything we do, wherever we find ourselves. Thank you, ladies, for showing us how to do just what Pope Francis has said. As much as I'd love to continue this conversation, I'm afraid our time is up today. For Today, Tomorrow, and Forever Media, this is Carol Monaco challenging you to be holy wherever you are by living your life with love and bearing witness to the gospel in everything you do.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, children of
Today, Tomorrow, and Forever Media, using today's technology to journey through history and bring you the good news from every age.
My work is ended. I'm going home to get my reward.